Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The newly created Senate Subcommittee on Federal Impacts will be touring Northfield this week to talk with small business owners and residents concerned about rising health insurance premiums. DFL Senator Elise Mann of Edina says these increases affect all Minnesotans.
When you cut people's access to health care, it's not just those people that are impacted. You impact everybody. And so when we are expecting hospitals to provide more and more free care because more and more people don't have health care, that impacts everyone.
Senator Mann is concerned that many rural hospitals won't be able to keep their doors open, forcing residents to seek treatment hours away. October is National Farm to School Month, and to celebrate the occasion, the Minnesota Department of Ag is visiting schools across the state. The Agricultural Growth, Research, and Innovation Farm to School and Early Care Grant Program helps bring fresh local foods into cafeterias while opening new market opportunities for Minnesota farmers. As part of the program, nutrition leaders will highlight the impact of using locally grown foods in schools. State, federal, and local officials are celebrating completion of the $435 million Twin Ports Interchange Project in Duluth. Governor Walz spoke yesterday at a ceremonial ribbon-cutting ceremony.
These investments we make in infrastructure are generational investments. They matter not just now, they matter into the future, and we have a responsibility as our forebears who came before us were willing to invest in this construction.
Construction on the project on Interstate 35 began nearly 5 years ago. And Minnesota students, parents, educators, and community leaders are calling on Governor Walz to call a special session to address gun issues. Child Defense Fund of Minnesota Policy Director Alexander Fitzsimmons.
All children have a right to childhoods that are free from fear and the threat of gun violence. All children should be able to experience the joys and wonders of childhood, learning, growing, and flourishing in communities where they feel safe.
The group is calling for an assault weapon and high-capacity magazine ban. Governor Walz has yet to make a decision on the special session. This is MNN.